It's been a week since the CDC announced fully vaccinated adults are no longer required to wear a mask. In Asheville, businesses and customers are still figuring out whether they're ready to let go of the mask. For retail stores that primarily cater to tourists, the decision to ditch the mask isn't black and white. At the Old World Christmas Shop in Biltmore Village, store manager Laura Rothbone says she's still wearing her mask even though she's vaccinated so that customers feel comfortable.
Almost all of our customers are from out of town. They're tourists because you don't come into a Christmas store until Christmas if you're local.
Or just like super in the spirit all the time.
Yes, yes. So Merry Christmas.
And yes, her mask is decked out with Christmas trees. Rathbone says she thinks there's a portion of the public that feels unsafe without a mask and that last week's announcement from the CDC felt rushed.
And because it was so abrupt and so quick, I think that might be part of the caution that people are feeling. I think maybe perceptively they were thinking that it might be later, just a few months later. And so I think by that time we'll probably feel a lot more comfortable.
For Asheville resident Lynn Brooks, that time might not ever come.
Because I'm older, I wear a mask when I'm around crowds, when I go into stores.
Brooks was taking a shopping break outside of a Williams-Sonoma store. That national chain has decided to keep its employees covered for the time being, though store policies vary by state. Brooks, a retired physician, says going forward, masking should be based on personal preference.
I really do hope in time we become kinder and realize that there are subgroups that feel comfortable wearing masks or not feeling comfortable wearing masks, whatever, but learn to accept each other. And so please wear a mask if you feel compelled to do so. And if you don't, then that's certainly your choice.
At a nearby women's clothing boutique, employees are adjusting to their first day on the job without the mask.
It's just weird being able to see faces again. I mean, it's nice after a whole year of wearing masks.
Amy Suggs is assistant manager at Palm Village. She says the decision to allow vaccinated employees to forgo their masks came from the corporate office. The store has locations in four states. Suggs says the small shop typically only sees a few customers at a time, but she might reach for a mask just in case.
Well, and I wear it when I go to other stores that are more populated, you know, just have customers.
This period of transition is kind of like an awkward dance. People are figuring out and defining for themselves what safety and responsibility mean. That tango played out in real time on a downtown sidewalk along Broadway.
You don't need a mask anymore.
Just as BPR was recording this story, tourists Catherine Mulhern and John Maggiotto were having a friendly dispute outside the Moogseum. They were on their way inside when Maggiotto pivoted back to his car to grab a mask. Mulhern impatiently waited.
We're both vaccinated, and the rate of infection is way down. People who really have health conditions or don't want to be vaccinated wear a mask, but we don't have to anymore.
The two visitors from upstate New York are at odds over whether or not to mask on their trip as they wander in and out of shops and galleries.
Well, I'm just a little more thoughtful about some of the people who we may bump into, or our children and whatever, and it's I think about having it. If the store owner wants me to wear a mask, I'm going to wear a mask.
Maggiotto says he feels it's courteous to keep his mask handy. Mulhern says she's still keeping one in her purse, too. That preparedness might come in handy in this period of transition. The CDC says masks may still be required by state, local, tribal, or territorial laws, as well as businesses and workplaces. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.